We're looking briefly there and in chapter 8 as well. Invitation song will be number 325 if you're using a book here in just a few minutes. We all know the whole world, religious world knows that we're to preach. We're to preach the gospel. We're to teach others to bring them salvation. We know that. It's what that entails is where we get off. Okay? We are increasingly getting further into an era of feelings. Our feelings get hurt by the smallest things that we used to just let run off our backs and just keep on trucking. But we know that person has no idea what they're talking about. But no, now we're taking them to court. Okay? We don't want to hear anything contrary to what we believe. And don't even begin to tell me that I have to do something. Okay? I want it easy. I want it to make me feel good. And I want it to be done for me. Let's see if that's what we see here in these examples. Peter preaches to the Jews. And his sermon, do you think it made them feel good? I mean, he literally stood in front of them and said, "You killed the Son of God." Does that make you feel good? No. In fact, in verse 37, they were cut to the heart. They didn't feel good. That's not something you want to hear. And then Acts chapter 8, and in verse 35, and around abouts in chapter 8, of Philip is preaching to the eunuch. And he begins in Isaiah chapter 53, which is where we're told, "Your sins have been placed on Christ's back, and he has suffered because of them." Does that make the eunuch feel good? No. It does not. In fact, it spurs a question on both accounts. It brings a question. Okay? In verse 37 in Acts 2, they were cut to their heart and said to Peter, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Okay? That's what I want to focus on. When we teach others, what is the reaction? Okay? They were cut to the heart. And they asked, "What shall we do? What shall we do?" The eunuch asked Philip in Acts chapter 8, "Here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?" You see, there is an urgency. There is a need to make something right, to act. Okay? This is not all feel good. Oh, yeah, you sinned, maybe. But Christ is going to make it better. He's going to handle it. Just believe and it's going to be okay. That's not it. It's not what we see. Okay. In both accounts, what I really want to drive home tonight, Acts chapter 8, verse 35. "Then Philip opened his mouth and beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him." Okay? Preached Jesus. In both accounts, Jesus was preached. And after Jesus was preached, the question was asked, "What must I do?" Or here, "What hinders me from being baptized?" We were asking to do something, to act on what we have been told, on the salvation that we have been told we have access to. So what I want to make sure we are remembering tonight is that if these questions are not being asked when we're teaching, we're not preaching Jesus. We're not. We must act. It will hurt to begin with because we realize that we're not right with God. But then we hear the good news that can and has been overcome. That if we will simply act in the way that has been prescribed, we can take advantage of that. Tonight there may be those who feel that urgency, feel the need to act. If you haven't done so, you have that opportunity. If you have acted, but yet you have fallen away, you have the opportunity now as well to make that right as we stand and as we sing.